Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. So this is the 2016 Duluth Homegrown Music Festival edition of Radio Gallery. Although it's really mostly about the music, the annual Homegrown Music Festival is also about the arts. It's about community and the sheer revelry. The party has already started and Arts Night has come and gone, but all is not lost. The annual photo show is still on display at the Red Herring Lounge, and still to come is the end result of the disposable camera experiment in progress. But one of the biggest events each year is the Homegrown Music Video Festival. It played Monday and Tuesday at Cinema 2, and there's a final encore presentation this Sunday at noon at the Red Herring Lounge. This project tests local videographers' talents, pairing them up with local band songs to create a music video for the festival. And this year's mashup did not disappoint. This year's show includes tracks from Social Disaster, Vivielle, Rich Matson and the North Stars, Cat, and many more. And the videos create a new terrain for these local tunes to live. Super homegrown fun. I spoke with one of this year's participants, Liz Manette. Are you primarily a videographer, or what are your other artistic creative endeavors?
Poetry, short fiction, and I do videotaping and editing and do creative stuff with that. I work at Public Access Television in Duluth in City Hall, and it's also a part of my job. We film the City Council meetings, St. Louis County Board meetings, and we teach individuals and organizations how to videotape whatever they're interested in and edit it, and we are producers ourselves and filming what we like to film.
So the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival hatches the plan to do a video film festival, and it happens every year. How do you decide to do it, and then what happens?
Sure. Every year on the Duluth Homegrown Festival website, they post calling all videographers. And so I clicked on that link, and it said, fill out this form, and within a couple of weeks, we will assign you a band and a song. So put my name in. A couple weeks later, I received the notification of the band that I would be making a music video for 2016. It was Vivielle and their song, Sorry You Saw That. And then you have about 2 to 3 weeks to create a video. And so I listened to the song and kind of created my own interpretation of it via video to the song. I went to the opening last night of the first showing of it, and they're basically all reeled together. And Kelly Lutuska did a really great job of putting it together. Walt Rathshack, too. I had done one in 2010 and hadn't done one since then, and it was so fun to do. And so this year I'm going to do it again. At my work, I've got the resources right here to be able to do it, so I create a video, and we're able to show it over our channels and then also participate in Homegrown that way, which is a really cool thing to do.
What was your overall take of this year's video film festival?
It was really good. A lot of different creative interpretations to songs. There was one that was a claymation to a Tangier 57 song. Brian Barber did his cartoon-like videos to Rich Matson and the Northsiders. That was really cool. There was one using public domain footage of a alien spaceship landing. And so a lot of variety across over 10 to 12 submissions. So never a dull moment. Very interesting. I would definitely go again. I would, you know, and if I hadn't gone, I would go. It really is a lot of fun because it feels like Homegrown is so wonderful and big, and a lot of people are involved. If you volunteer, it's a great thing. And just to be able to submit something that way, you feel a part of it. If you're not in a band or performing on stage, you're involved somehow.
You have a happy Homegrown.
All right. Hey, you too, Maya. You have a happy Homegrown, too.
You can find a couple of the videos from this year's festival at KUMD.org on the Radio Gallery post, including the Vivielle video by Liz Manette and a couple from the very talented Brian Barber. Find links and videos right there on our homepage. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Ian Ducharme and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on our homepage and under programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.